And now, my dear friends, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
For all you guys and gals,
that's Bob a great one. Thank you very much, Pierre, Mr. Music, for a very novel musical introduction to this great Bob and Ray show.
Seems hard to get off the ground without the usual theme, though, doesn't it?
But, doesn't seem to be right, yeah, somehow.
We have a grand group of folks visiting here with us today. We have a good lineup. I think they're all going to enjoy it. They're sitting expectantly as if... if they know that this is going to be a good show.
Just one thing, you're talking a little too loud amongst yourselves, folks.
Ray, no. In their land... I don't know, but in their land, this is a tribute when they talk while the program is on. That means they like it.
Well, you know, in my land, it's not, and they have to go home with fat lips.
You know, in some places, it's polite to, after you have dinner, to wipe your hands on the sleeve of the man's coat next to you. This is the same kind of thing.
Ah, bondage yourself. Come on up.
You'll have to be quiet.
I don't care about your native... what is it?
Custom.
Custom? No, sir. On this show, if you're a member of the studio audience, you sit there and you sit quietly. Please. Now.
Let's get to item number one on the Bob and Ray Blackboard, Webley Webster at the console of the studio organ. Webley.
How do you do, everybody?
Front and center.
And, Bob, I am going to play the song I attempted to play the other day. Oh, Jealousy.
Oh, good. Well, we've got to work in a lot of things today, a book review and a Western thing, so you better get right over to the console and let's hear it. Webley Webster plays... Ready?
I'm all set.
Webley Webster plays Jealousy. What's the matter?
Oh, I don't know. Out of the air or something.
We're supposed to have that pumped up before we go on here.
Well, there's nothing in all, I think. There it goes.
Closely today, Webb, and I don't think we're going to have time for the complete offering.
Boy, that's the most frustrating thing.
I wonder if you'd come over now and stand in the canon circle and give us this week's book review.
Bob, I think we better hold it because he's going to do the book review, and rather than have all the country fresh eggs all over him, maybe if we waited till later.
For the book review?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we'll wait.
Hey, you still have eggs in that cannon?
I think it's loaded with them, yeah.
Well, look, I don't want to stand in the circle anymore. I have a wonderful book that I wanted to review for those who are interested in literature.
For those who are interested in literature, yes.
You don't have to pray for me.
Well, I just got a little...
People have thrown up.
All right, well, what is the
People
book?
People always have to come and say that every day, all my life.
All right, now you're getting excited, and that doesn't pay you. What is the book you're going to review?
I'm going to review A Treasury of Great American Speeches.
Is that a new publication? I'm not familiar with it.
Yes, it is. Brand new. Just out.
All right. A Treasury of Great American Speeches.
$5.95. And it's great speeches. And the Webley Webster players are downstairs in the studio all set to reenact one of the best speeches in the whole book.
Well, this should be different anyway. Let's see what they have to give us, huh?
All right, go ahead, Archie.
why, sir?
The ocean looked mighty blue today.
And calm, too, if I may say so, sir.
Why,
begging your pardon, Captain.
You call that a calm sea, mate?
Well, it seems to be running calm, sir.
Why, you... Did you hit the deck, matey, lad?
I did, sir.
Here, let me help you up.
Oh, thank you, Captain.
Now then, mate, we've been to sea almost 11 days now. Where be we heading? Point out here on the good chart.
I think it's time you opened the sealed orders, sir. None of us know where we'd be heading for.
Why?
Speech could that possibly have been?
So there you have it. The Treasury of Great American Speeches, $5.95 on sale at your bookstore. Hey, Webb, would you stand over there just a second?
Yeah.
Move back about 3 paces.
Right in a circle there.
Yeah,
be good.
Kind of keep that big smile on your face. I want to take your picture. Okay?
Swell.
Oh, come on. Holy.
Look, you deserved it, didn't you?
Boy, it's the second suit in 2 weeks.
Well,
you know the cleaners wouldn't get all the egg out of the other suit.
No, it's very difficult for a
I have to use that to clean the car with.
Yeah. Well, you've got another one to clean the car
with. Oh, I'm telling you, I don't know why I stay on this program. It's a turkey anyway.
Hola, amigo. You want to know about stereo phonographs? Listen to my last bullfight on Ordinary Stereo.
Olé.
But now, Colombia Stereo 1. There is a corrida de toros, free, lifelike, magnifica. There is such a big difference in stereo phonographs. With most, all you get is a couple of speakers shooting in different directions. But with Colombia, hombre, you get fantastic stereo projection. What it does is to send circles of sound sweeping through every inch of a room. You are surrounded with live sound, live feeling, live passion.
Ole! Ole!
How they cheered me. Ask your Columbia phonograph dealer to demonstrate Stereo 1 by Columbia. Prices start as low as $39.95 for portables, $129.95 for consoles.
El Picador! Who let that bull out?
And now, welcome to Old West Dramatizations. And for a starter, we'll listen to a conversation between the masked lawman and his Indian sidekick, Hondo.
Well, Hondo, another half mile and we'll be at the Kingsley spread. Better keep a sharp eye out for the Kingsley boys.
It'll keep sharp eye out, Miss Lawman.
Now, there may be a bit of trouble, Hondo. Probably some shooting. Bull Kingsley isn't the kind of man who gives up easily.
I hear talk in town. Some say masked lawmen take Bull Kingsley to Fort Bronson to stand trial. They say you never take him.
Oh, Hondo, if I took Fred seriously, the masked lawman would never get anything done.
Hondo also hear that Bull is toughest man in Old West.
Where did you hear that, Hondo?
Wherever I go, I hear it, masked lawman. Hondo even hear it when we visit East Coast 4 months ago.
Hondo, I'm glad Kingsley has such a wide reputation. It'll set a better example when the masked lawman brings him into Fort Bronson.
And Hondo hear much more about Bull Kingsley that masked lawman should know.
Hondo, old friend, it doesn't make any difference.
Hondo hear Bull Kingsley wait for masked lawman to come. He looks upon such meeting with much favor. Hondo hear the Kingsley brothers wait for you, too.
Hondo, the masked lawman has a job to do. And with the help of my faithful friend Hondo, I'm going to do it.
Then masked lawmen want us to stop here?
That's just about as good a place as any. Whoa!
Whoa, whoa.
All right, Hondo. We'll work this the same way we've always worked it. First, here's my mask.
Thank you, masked lawman.
Take my hat.
And here is my feather, masked lawman.
Now, you're wearing a white shirt, so that'll do. Stand back, Hondo. I'll have a look at you. Yep, you can pass for the masked lawman any time.
The Kingsley brothers come.
I see them, Hondo. And I believe that's Bull Kingsley and the gray horse. All set, old friend?
Hondo ready, masked lawman.
Good. Go get him, Hondo. I'll see you at Fort Bronson in about a week.
Fine. We'll let masked lawman know what happened when I see you there.
Goodbye, Hondo!
Webley, will you go out of the studio, please? It's an awful mess there, really.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Jamie Cannon.
And now it's time for another visit with the man who knows the whereabouts of once famous personalities, Mr. I Know Where They Are, Ralph Flinger. Are you ready, Ralph?
I'd say so.
Ralph, what's become of General Stinson, the man who invented the first electric car?
Stinson, a fabulous man. But his electric car never became popular if he couldn't convince gas stations to carry electric fuses for it. And then his car finally welded itself into the steel plates of a ferry, so things didn't work out too well for Stinson.
And where is Stinson to be found today, Ralphie?
Well, he hated to give up his idea, and of course the car itself, so he became a ferry boat captain. He can be seen in Weehawken at 5:10, New York at 5:32, Weehawken at 5:36.
Well, thank you. Do you know the whereabouts of the once famous Arctic explorer, Theodore Scully?
Theodore Scully was indeed a famous Arctic explorer. Most of his lifetime was spent in the frigid climes, but he thoroughly enjoyed it.
And today?
He's quite happy as a steam bath operator in Miami during the summer months. Occasionally, he opens a refrigerator door, stands in front of it, and reminisces.
Then he's contented.
Yes. Uh-huh. He has a sister who looks after him down there. Uh-huh. Incidentally, you might be interested to learn that his sister, Janice Santillo, was once a famous person in her own right.
Really? I don't remember her, Ralph.
She's the only woman rum runner in the 20s, but like most women, she couldn't keep a secret. She was shot up by rival gangs every time she anchored her boat off Long Island.
But she's all right today?
Yes, she lives in Miami with her brother. Incidentally, you might be interested to learn that her brother was quite famous.
Well, I think we've already located the person that you're referring to, Ralph.
I see.
Now then, Leroy Ward, once the boy wonder of the financial world, where is he today?
Leroy Ward was once a name to be reckoned with. In the 30s, his assets totaled $400 million, but he got into trouble when some of his deals were investigated, especially the Standard Steel transaction.
And what was that all about, Ralph?
Very simply, Leroy Ward tried to sell Standard Steel to the owner of Standard Steel. And the rest was all downhill for Leroy Ward.
And where is the boy wonder of finance today, Ralphie?
Well, he was quite young when he was a financial wizard. I understand that these days his father is looking for a first-rate prep school for Leroy to attend.
But what's he doing right now?
For the Vino kids, he's probably selling door-to-door subscriptions in Mastiff, Queens, hoping to win a BB gun.
And our last once-famous person, where is Claude Bailey, a lion tamer who at one time entered a cage with 17 lions in it?
He could be in any one of them.
Thank you, Mr. I Know Where They Are, Ralph Flinger, once again locating a host of interesting people for us.
I want to thank all of you, gang, who have been sitting here patiently today. And we don't have time to run down what we're going to do tomorrow, but I'm sure we'll do something.
We'll tear it apart tomorrow rather than run it down now. And we want to thank you folks for... I was just going to say thank you for forgetting your native custom and talking during the program. We'll be back, though, with tomorrow's Mystery Sound in just 10 seconds.
Now, here's the preview of tomorrow's Mystery Sound.
And this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, nails them and jails them Sunday on the CBS Radio Network.